The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, where some people are able now to return home since the San Diego fires. Unfortunately, they say, still the damage has been pretty striking. County officials said residents of two neighborhoods in the suburb north of San Diego County were allowed to go home. Crews have built containment lines around the fires. They hope that as temperatures cool down a little bit this weekend, maybe it'll slow down the spread. There was, I guess, a flare-up Thursday in the suburb of San Marcos, which forced new evacuation notices to more than 18,000 homes. The brush and the hillsides are very, very dry. We're going to be talking about the drought in the area in just a minute. The fire had been contained to about 10% last I heard, but it may be more. According to USA Today, they're saying 9% as well. Nine fires have destroyed at least eight houses, an 18-unit condominium complex, two businesses, etc. The highest hit areas were San Marcos and Carlsbad, suburb of 110,000 people that was able to lift evacuation orders. I think you're getting control of this one. We hope it doesn't lead to as bad as others, other fires in the past. But this is the time of year where California gets these fires. And, I live in Nevada, and I used to live in Reno, and so we would always see fires in northern Nevada also. As we see more and more drought, and we see more and more dry, and there's the brush and the trees, and they're just kind of becoming twiggy, it's a perfect just a perfect recipe for something that, unfortunately, if somebody just kind of if someone's wasteful or somebody's an idiot and, you know, leaves a cigarette or lights a match or whatever, I mean, it just goes up. It just ignites. Now, this drought has been extremely concerning because the entire state of California, they are saying, is in a drought. The entire state. They say the three worst levels of drought, all right, are severe, extreme, and exceptional. 100% of the state, they say, of California is now in one of those three categories. 23.3% is severe. 51% is considered extreme. 24.7% exceptional. That's like huge. A huge flare-up Thursday prompted 18,000 new evacuation notices around the San Diego suburb. Now, what's going on with the drought? It's not just California. It's all over. This is something that we're watching extremely closely. I don't know if I want to start going into a global warming type of discussion. I think the South has been drying up for years. I mean, I've flown over the Grand Canyon now over the last 25, 30 years, and you just see the desert get drier and drier and drier. You know, if you look at a map, the drought areas right now extend all the way from the southern tip of like San Diego, even as far north as Canada, and then it goes all the way as far east, even to Pennsylvania, but the bulk of it hits west of the Mississippi. And it's kind of scary. All right. You know, when the Depression hit, right, we had also the Dust Bowl and the idea of the drought on top of the depression, and history seems to repeat itself, kind of eerily, you know, it has some semblance to what's going on now. I'm not as worried about global warming per se as I am right now about this current drought. Whether you think the global warming causes it or not, that's a whole other story. But if we can't get rain, yes, global warming and the temperatures could cause economic changes, hopefully a lot milder. But drought causes immediate impact. And I don't know where we would get the water. All right. Now, whether they're working on desalinating Pacific water and being Pacific Coast water and being able to use that for their crops, I'm not really sure what they're doing on that end. All right, that would be nice, but that's just not enough to handle. And you know, plants need the natural moisture. And not only is just the watering, the maintenance of the watering, you have the drying atmosphere, the whole drought type atmosphere, that doesn't lay any water foundations for the roots. If the roots dry up, if the sand and the moisture dries up, because the roots don't take on the water immediately, okay, they need to kind of feed on the water for a while. So the moisture is extremely important. Now, from what we understand, that we did get a lot of snow. And they say the snowpack, like in Colorado, they got some pretty good snow. Unfortunately, they say overall, our snowpack has been 50% of normal in many locations in the West. So, with less overall snowpack, less melting, more chance of rivers drying up. So it's a year-round problem, and unfortunately, I think we're going to be seeing huge, huge impacts this next year or two. We're already seeing prices of food go up, and it's frightening. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so this hour we have a lot to talk about. Apparently, there's a report that pool chemicals injure nearly 5,000 yearly. Then we're going to talk about female subjects. Why do most lab tests only contain male subjects? What, we females aren't good enough? Hookahs are not a safe alternative to cigarettes. A study has come out complaining about that. This is a real big eye-opener. Some cereals marketed to kids have high amounts of sugar. All right. And then how to make a fish swim faster? They say get the swim, the fish drunk, and it will swim faster. All right, so as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some of the stupid things they're studying, don't you think they could figure out how to handle drought, how to make water? I don't know, get some like hydrogen peroxide, add some catalase to it, separate it into oxygen and water. There's some water. Really? We can't make water? Well, I don't know how to make hydrogen peroxide either. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we are raising money for kids fighting blood cancer. This is such an important cause, and I really, really need your help. Anything you guys could donate would be so appreciative, or get your boss or your company to donate. Go to my website at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Hit the Fight Blood Cancer link, and anything you can do to help these kids out, it would be so, so appreciative. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. My son has his birthday a couple months ago, but I just didn't have any time because I was fundraising and doing all sorts of other stuff to celebrate my baby's birthday. So what do I do when I feel guilty like a working mom? I give them like, unfortunately I overspend on a birthday party. But luckily, you know, living in Vegas, you could get a lot of good local deals on the strip. So I was able to get a couple rooms hooked together at one of the hotels. So we're going to do a slumber party. So we'll do a slumber party, but we'll do it at one of the hotels. You could actually, you know, I mean, a slumber party, birthday party is great. It's kind of tough on mom and dad, but to fancify it a little bit, you do that, and then you got a pool. We don't have a pool right now where we live because we're kind of in a rental home, and so kind of waiting. We're trying to build a smaller house. We've been downsizing a lot in this recession, so I had to say goodbye to my house, but, you know, we had to downsize. It was important to do, and I have no idea what the housing market's going to do, so and we lived on a lake. Yeah, it was really, really pretty. There's an older part of Vegas that has a lake area on it. We got a killer deal before houses went up years ago. We got it. My husband helped build the home because he knows how to do a lot of contracting, and we work with a good contractor, and we were able to really inexpensively build our house. But then, you know, housing market went up, and then we had equity. We had all this equity. And we were like, wow, oh, wow. So now that you have all this equity, you know, we're finding out, okay, well, you know, nowadays doctors really can't write off their student loan interest anymore. You can't write off this. You can't write off this. But you could write off a home equity loan. So our accountant suggested take some equity out of your house and pay your other bills. Then you could, you know, then you have less percentage. You don't have to owe the government. So that's what we did. So we paid off our student loans, et cetera. And then we had a bigger mortgage on the house. So we had a bigger mortgage on the house. It was upside down for a while because now the housing market started to go down. Luckily, the housing market went up and we were able to sell our house. Now, I know many of you don't want to hear all that personal stuff, but some of you are like, okay, now that's kind of interesting. So it's kind of nice to know how other people did it and how it worked. And luckily, there was somebody from California who probably, I'm assuming, couldn't stand the tax rates and all the changes such that a home like ours was kind of dirt cheap compared to what they could get in California. So they came out, they loved our home, and we sold the house within 2 hours. Now, you know, what's very, very interesting, you know, I wanted to bring this up with the foreclosure study that we had, that we talked about. The study came out saying foreclosures cause your neighbor's blood pressure to go high. Yeah, I hear you. What's very, very interesting, though, is the banks being involved as they are, especially with the sale of the house. It's very, very interesting, okay? We probably could have asked for more on our house. All right, you know, these people were motivated. They really wanted the house. All right, but we were told, well, you want to price it to sell. All right, so they wanted the house so much. And again, you know, they were like, we're going to give you an offer. We're like, well, don't even bother. We just put the house on the market. So we're really not entertaining offers right now. So like, well, we'll just pay what you want. Pay what you ask for. We're like, oh, yeah. All right, so then, you know, when you ever say you sell a house, the bank has to appraise it. All right, so the bank has to give an appraisal so that the other, I guess, buyers, when they get a loan, the bank will loan money to something that they know is of a documented value, not a value that's blown out of proportion. So homes and appraisals, to me, is now the variable to everything. Because to me, my home is priceless. I mean, I had to give up my home. That was priceless to me. All right, and I thought there was a lot of cool things to our home. I had a studio in there. I had, you know, we had a casita. I mean, it was really, really nice. But appraisers, they can't use their heart. They have to use, you know, and they should. They should. I wouldn't want any subjectivity, but they had to use numbers. So when you look at square footage and stuff, a lot of times a house will appraise lower. All right, well, you know what? Who cares? If somebody wants to buy the house, they want to give us an asking price, let them pay. Oh, no, no, no. If something appraises lower, many times they can't buy the house unless you lower the price so that the other bank is happy. Now, me, as a homeowner, I just want to tell both banks to go and stick it, but you can't. So you have to lower the house to the price that, I guess, the appraiser suggests, roughly. Unless you have a buyer that pays cash. If you're selling your house, if you could find a buyer that pays cash, well, okay, well, then you don't have to deal with the banks. But I get that. The banks, I understand that. The banks have to protect their investment. It makes sense. It really does. Because, unfortunately, too many banks, right, with all these foreclosures, they lost out on their investment. It's a very, very scary time for everybody involved. I get that. But needless to say, I was able to sell the house. Thank God. Right? I wasn't upside down the day we sold because there was a nice little spike. Thank God. My husband was awesome. Thank God to our new owners. I hope they seem to show the same love to the house that we did. You know, we love that house. And it was a part of our lives. But now my kid, he wants a birthday party. And one of the reasons why we didn't have a birthday party is we were moving. So great. Get a couple rooms, cook them together, have them, you know, yeah. Let the kids rent a $12.99 movie, which, by the way, is expensive. But think about it. Do you want to take kids to the movie and spend $15 a kid? No. Rather than spending $15 a kid, just rent the movie. So they go down to the pool. They go upstairs. They watch a movie. We got a whole bunch of food at Sam's Club. And they have a rip-roaring, kick-butt teenage sleepover birthday party. And I think it's one of the coolest things. One of my prior hairdressers, April, had told me that's what she had done for her daughter. It was a brilliant idea, brilliant. The other thing that's also kind of cool is then you kind of get a pulse on what's going on with the kids. So you kind of get an idea of which kid is into girls, which kid has tried alcohol, which kid has smoked, which kid, you know, you kind of get a feel. To me, all these kids look like angels because I come to the school and I speak at the school a lot. Or I help out. No, they're just all little baby angels and, oh, this is so cute. Okay, all of a sudden, by hour number 8, or them being up and giggling at 2 in the morning, okay, they let their guard down and you hear the stuff they talk about. And it's like, oh, so this is what my, it's like taking the schoolyard into your home and you are able to look at it through a glass that you're able to watch. What, and I'm not spying. We did the same thing for my younger son. Nobody would go to bed, so I decided to come into their part of the room and bunk with them. I'm like, alright, we're all going to sleep. I'll kind of bunk with you guys. Oh boy, did they get quiet. Alright, but then, you know, they just started to talk like they usually talk. Right? It's been 8 hours. And you get to kind of see what your kids' arena is. Now, true, some of them will be smart and be on good behavior, but it's probably, if I could urge any of you guys, right, to figure out who your kids are hanging out with and what they're doing a lot of times, and hopefully those are the same kids that actually come to the set party, whew, you learn a lot. Now, speaking of pools, because we're going to let them swim, this was kind of alarming. They talk about pool chemicals injury nearly 5,000 a year. Now, pool chemicals, the reason why you have pool chemicals, okay, you got the bleach and all that, it's supposed to protect swimmers from germs in the water. Yet, according to the CDC, 5,000 people each year visit an emergency room for injuries because of these pool chemicals. 46% happen in kids and teenagers. 3/4 of these happen Memorial Day and Labor Day. Poisoning, inhaling pool chemical fumes. People were injured when they opened containers or stored pool chemicals without wearing protective equipment. Now, I'm surprised it's this many. Now, the CDC recommends that everybody follows product labels, avoids any open containers, wear safety equipment like goggles and masks while handling pool chemicals, keep young children away from these individuals handling the pool chemicals, locking up the pool chemicals, never decide to do a mixture like a bartender. You know, I love to do a mixture this, splash this, chaser this. No, not when it comes to pool chemicals. So, it's not always that there's issues within the pool with these pool chemicals, but it looks like the majority of the bulk of them are the pool chemicals near the outside. Like, for example, we had in our pool this duck thing that I guess would release the chemicals, and the kids would be swimming around. I'm like, why the hell is that in the pool? Okay, there's chemicals in that. Oh, it's supposed to be covered. It's supposed to be. Get that out of the pool. Get that out of the pool. I yell at my husband all the time. Okay? The chemicals take about a few minutes to start killing the germs. Okay? But swimmers, if you don't mind, remember 3 out of 5 people pee or poop in the pool? Yeah, 3 out of 5, I think, pee in the pool. Don't be peeing in the pool, okay? If you have diarrhea, get away from the pool. Do not swallow pool water because there's probably pee. and poo in the pool. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, many of you know that I do like a lot of attorneys. I do. Because there are some attorneys out there that are actually heroes to the medical community. So I want to introduce you to one of those such heroes, attorney Jacob Hafter. Jacob is joining us today. Hey, Jacob, how you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Awesome, awesome. Now, Jacob, explain to my audience what you do and why I think you're such a hero.
Well, I'm an attorney from the most untraditional background. I was actually a paramedic for 15 years, and a lot of people say, how do the two mix? And I often joke that it's easier to be in the ambulance than chase it. All joking aside, the working as a paramedic gave me a really strong appreciation for what doctors and nurses and other healthcare professionals do, as well as the practice of medicine. And so I've used that to go out and advocate for physicians. Physicians don't necessarily have a very good platform. They don't speak out for themselves. And so often they are the first ones to be sacrificed as a scapegoat. I go out and I fight for doctors before regulatory boards, state licensing boards, hospital credentialing committees, and we stopped that. For example, a couple years ago, there was a physician who was an anesthesiologist who was thrown under the bus for a surgical complication in a transplant case, and he basically wound up losing his career, losing his home. He was homeless when I found him, protecting documents for his case. We fought for him, and we won an $8.8 million jury verdict here in federal court and cleared his name, and that's the type of work we do.
You know, Jacob, it's fascinating because, you know, I'm very, very frustrated that, you know, you hear of these things that happen, like with Conrad Murray, et cetera, and people say that the medical board doesn't do enough. But then you hear of these cases where, and you know, I understand the medical board is supposed to investigate each and every complaint. I get that. And I've been very fortunate to never have any censures or anything done because, I'm a pretty much a goody two-shoes. Yet patients complain, et cetera. But there's not many people that we doctors can go to or many attorneys out there that we could find could help us. And, you know, what were some of the crazy cases that were brought up where doctors actually needed you to help them when it came to dealing with these agencies?
We have a case going on right now where a trauma surgeon was taking care of a 14-year-old boy whose parents disappeared for the weekend. You know, they went off to Newport or something, and left the kid alone. And he was on the bicycle, wound up crashing, had a pretty bad road rash all over. And he was taking care of these, and the parents showed up 3 days later after their trip, And, you know, all of a sudden, they wanted the world for this, for their son. And they wanted skin grafting, bone grafting, whatever. And the doctor said, no, it's not appropriate. And basically, the family attacked the doctor, had him up against the wall, and attacked him. And no one did anything at the hospital. No security, no nurses, nothing.
Oh, boy.
So he basically, you know, he used his forefinger to kind of create some distance between him and the people who were had him up against the wall, and then he escaped. And the medical board came out and said, what, him fighting back brought the medical profession into disrepute and basically sanctioned him. And we took that to the Nevada Supreme Court, and in last December, it's the very first time the Nevada Supreme Court has ever overturned a Board of Medical Examiner's discipline. They said the board was being arbitrary and capricious. There was no evidence of disrepute. So I was pretty happy about that. But, you know, it's not just defending doctors who are accused. It's also promoting good practices.
That's what I was going to ask you. I was going to ask you, what do you recommend? I mean, what are a lot of mistakes that doctors inadvertently make that we really, because, I mean, we all know, you know, not to do harm. We all know not to write things that people are allergic to. We know the basics, but what's some advice you could give any medical professional?
Yeah, the biggest advice that I have is if somebody starts coming after you with accusations, don't try to handle it yourself. You're not trained in advocacy. You don't understand proper due process and the like. And most of the problems that I see is when a physician tries to defend themselves, they kind of messed it up and they lost, and then they try to have me come in afterwards. That's difficult because it's the procedures. That's the most important part, is the procedures that you get, and that did you follow everything to get that due process or an adequate opportunity to have a meaningful chance to be heard? That's what due process is. And so I say, call an attorney who's familiar with this. The moment you get that warning letter or that request to meet with the hospital administration or the medical board, never let the medical board into your office without a warrant or a subpoena. You know, call your attorney. It's important. But, you know, that's
and that also transcends to people that have, crimes, you know, not just doctors. You know, many people make the mistake of trying to mouth off to the cop, get the representation. It's okay, right, to just kind of let the representation take over from the beginning, correct?
Absolutely. I kind of relay the role of a cop to the school hall snitch. You know, he has no power to decide whether or not you're going to get in trouble. All he's going to do is take everything he sees, write it down, and report it to the DA. And it's the DA who has the decision to press charges, not to press charges. So, you know, people think they can talk their way out of things with the police. They can't, and that's not the police's role. They're there to gather facts and report on what they see. Same thing. Just be quiet, let them do their job, and then get an attorney as quick as possible.
For those of you joining us, we're talking to Jacob Hafter. Jacob Hafter is an attorney who practices in Las Vegas, Nevada. For those who are joining the Dr. Dahlia Show, Jacob Hafter is actually running for district court judge. What made you decide to go from paramedic to attorney and then judge?
Well, I see a judge as a natural progression of a litigator's career. And so it's really an honor to be able to be considered to be on the bench. And I personally, because I take so many cases where I fight for the underdog, I find that here, unfortunately, more often than not, it depends on who your attorney is rather than the merits of your case as to whether or not you're going to win. Mm-hmm. There's favoritism. The rules of the law are not always equally applied. The rules of court are rarely enforced. The Constitution, forget about it. And I'm just tired of it. And so I'm somebody who believes that the only way that we're going to have a proper society, a good society, is that if you see something wrong, you stand up and you do something about it. And so I've decided to say I'm willing to close my practice and serve the community and sit on the bench in a fair, impartial manner with an emphasis on enforcing the Constitution, an emphasis on enforcing the rules of court, applying the rule of law, and you know, I'm getting a lot of support. And
awesome.
I invite your audience.
Jacob, yeah, absolutely. I want the audience to do that. I am going to probably want to have you come back on the show so we could talk about malpractice. I think there's so many things we could talk to you about, but I want to close by letting people know how they could find you, learn more about you. Where do they do that?
Sure. On my website, Hafter, Hafter, the number 4, and judge.com, Hafter. ForJudge.com. And, you know, today is the deadline for all campaign contributions for our first period reporting. And so there's a page on my website for donations. We really would appreciate as many donations as possible. You go on there online, click. And the point is we need to show the incumbent that just because she wears a robe, just because she's currently the judge, doesn't mean she's entitled to that forever. We want to make a strong showing that somebody who's been in the trenches, fought for the right causes, should be on the bench. And so I'm asking all of your listeners, go online today, do me a favor, make a contribution, help us out, and I'd really appreciate it.
No problem. Well, Jacob, bless you for everything you do, and we'll have you back on the show sometime later this summer. Good luck with everything. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Doctor.
Anytime. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactive says is better than proactive. Announcing all new Proactive Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactive Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I'm just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, in this article from the Times of India, they talk about how researchers have avoided using female animals in laboratory tests for fear that their reproductive cycles and hormonal fluctuations could confound the results of delicately calibrated experiments. The topic has come up, why most lab animals are male subjects, they're not female. Well, they want to avoid the female. You know, I mean, you know, they could be a little testy. Reproductive issues, the cycles, their period, hormone fluctuations. And the experiments are so delicately calibrated, we just don't need the female physique to cock the whole thing up. Anyway, the laboratory transition, or this tradition, they say, unfortunately can have enormous consequences on women. Because if they, you know, if they test like sleeping pills and cholesterol medication, usually on male subjects, since women or females are different from male counterparts, then what if we're not getting the full story? So now the National Institutes of Health says that this routine gender bias in basic research must end. According to a commentary published this week in the journal Nature, Dr. Francis Collins, director of the NIH, and Dr. Janine Clayton, director of the Institute's Office on Research, warned scientists that they must begin testing their theories in female lab animals and in female tissues and cells. Whoa, Nelly! Okay, so now the research is, you can hear them groan. I don't want to deal with the females, but listen, I don't know much about a female rat. I do know about female dogs and female kitty cats, okay? I got a boy dog and I got a girl dog. I got a boy cat and I got girl cats. Okay, so, you know, I look at them, and you're right, the girl cats are different. And, ooh, are they, I tell you, they do get moody. However, the male one is just as moody. My male cat looks like he is PMSing even more often than the female cats. So I would like to say I think the males have more hormone fluctuations than the females. You know, I live in a house with my husband and two boys. They are moody. I'm usually, I'm just calm. You know, all right. I did chew one of them out the other day. Chew one of their butts out the other day. But overall, I'm really calm. Yet the boys are like, I can't find this. He touches. And the boys, so as far as I'm concerned, I really don't think it matters. And I really don't think you need to be afraid of the whole female cycle, right? The pituitary and the follicular feedback and the ovaries and the fallopian tubes. I think you guys could just relax about it. I think it's okay. I think it will be okay. All right. The NIH has already taken researchers to task for their failure to include adequate numbers of women in clinical trials. Okay? You know what? Don't be afraid of the woman. Don't be afraid. It'll be okay. I just don't understand how you've been avoiding drama and hormones, etc., using male subjects, because I think men have it just as much. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This was interesting. Okay, a woman had multiple myeloma. Okay, it's a blood cancer. Pretty scary stuff. And Stacy Erholtz, 49 years old, had undergone numerous rounds of chemotherapy and stem cell transplants for this. Okay? Mayo Clinic scientists decided to give she and five other multiple myeloma patients a very highly concentrated dose of a lab-engineered measles virus. The patient then became cancer-free for 9 months after receiving this super potent measles virus. None of the other patients, however, in the study went into remission. But the doctors recently did have to use some radiation treatment to treat a small tumor. But the idea that she was able to go into remission with measles virus now kind of changes the whole picture of, well, wait a second, maybe we could actually make people sick to make them better. Okay, I mean, yeah, that's what we've been doing all along, right? I mean, I make people sick all the time. My talking, my Facebook pictures, I think I make people sick all the time, but it makes them heal, Okay? The researchers noted that thousands of other cancer patients have been treated with viruses, but this is the first time that remission has occurred in a patient who had cancer throughout the body. That's why this is big stuff. Okay? They said the idea here is that a virus can be trained to specifically damage a cancer and to leave other tissues in the body unharmed. Yeah, that would be nice. Measles. I don't know where they came up with that one. You know, I don't know. I guess I must brainstorm. You know how we all sit here and go, oh, you know, what should we do on the next, you know, show? Or, you know, what should we do to make a TV show? Or what should we do? You know, you just sit there and brainstorm. I bet scientists are doing that too. You know, all right. Pass the mustard, pass the mustard. I don't know, you want to stick measles into a woman with cancer? Oh, that's good, that's how we do it. I don't know, man, I have one of the mice engineers, as long as not a woman mouse. Yeah, anyway, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, why some doctors always bill Medicare for the highest rates for office visits. This is ridiculous, okay? So I saw this headline, okay? So apparently, there's this report that this doctor, for example, she's a psychiatrist, okay? She says she almost always bills Medicare for the most complex level of an office visit. Why? Well, I don't know. I don't know. And so why would you bill Medicare higher than anybody else? To me, I would be like, you don't want to mess with Medicare. But apparently there's a lot of scrutiny now where they're finding that doctors are billing a Medicare patient at a higher level than, now you see, I was taught hell to the no. I was taught, oh, no, 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 no. You bill everybody the same. You charge everybody the same. Now, what they're talking about with these levels of service is, you know, for example, if your nurse sees the patient, all right, and you don't see the doctor, and the nurse checks your blood pressure, the nurse gives you your tuberculosis test or whatever, sees you, level one, usually it's a nurse level visit, very limited visit, you know, because you saw a nurse, you didn't have to have a full visit with the doctor. A lot of insurance companies don't pay, by the way. They don't pay for it at all. You may have to pay a copay, but they don't pay. And all right. So then level two, yeah, a lot of times you get to the doctor, you talk to the doctor, all right, but it's still a very limited doctor visit. Three, it gets a little bit more complex. Four, a lot more complex. Five, extremely complex. Okay? I would say a five. I rarely code a five because a five I look at is when I, the way, you know, in the ER where I'm sitting there running a code or I know there's probably more complex than that, but if I'm at the point where I'm doing a level five on somebody, usually the paramedics are there. You know, I'm administering oxygen, I'm administering nebulizers, I'm administering injections, I'm monitoring on the EKG, I'm whatever. Level five is like a full blown, kind of like to me, very, very high acuity. And basically you're hovering around that patient type of thing. But I'm kind of shocked that they say that doctors are purposely manipulating such that we are billing the highest level on patients if they're Medicare. Now, you know, it's interesting because I've always been under the impression that Medicare and Medicaid have been the most difficult in my practice to bill and the most difficult to get any payment from. Because you never can really get to somebody or talk to somebody if there's a problem with the claim, etc. Yet, there are some physicians out there that probably feel that they get better reimbursed. It's interesting. Even in some parts of the state, Medicare pays better than other insurance. You know, where I live, usually the other insurance pays better than Medicare. So that's why it doesn't make any sense to sit there and try to jack up, you know. But unfortunately, as data from Medicare payments starts to become more, shall we say, public, there's going to be, I think, a lot of misconstruing and misreading of the data. So just run it by me, please. All right, I'll clarify some things. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church. Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Time.
tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible 1-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.